The White House isn't explaining what's happening to jobs. I once taught labor economics, an issue close to my heart. To some extent, labor is like any other commodity, and that's the problem. Jobs go wherever business can find all the things it needs: the land, transportation, materials, markets, reliable legal relations at the right prices. And it keeps changing. We talk about the Rust Belt as if we did something wrong. Actually, we had about a century-long run on the best factory jobs in the country, a ribbon through this state after New York's government built the Erie Canal and made New York City gateway to the West, turning every city along the Hudson, Mohawk, Erie Canal, and then the great Grand Central Railway into a powerhouse. This area long dominated clothing, technology, science, heavy industry, and spawned radio and television networks. Each industry provided resources for newer ones. But New York's advantages couldn't be permanent. For bigger plants with newer methods, business looked for virgin land. Other governments built ports, the interstates, and St. Lawrence Canal, while the aging infrastructure of older cities led firms elsewhere. It couldn't be permanent. Economic fundamentals inevitably dominate jawboning and presidential rhetoric. Workers get cast aside unceremoniously. One of my law students was also a human resources specialist at GE, missing class whenever GE announced layoffs. They had long since let the weakest workers go. Now she had to fire the best, and it hurt. But big corporations aren't sentimental. What's a region or city supposed to do? The market doesn't automatically find the next big thing and put it where former employees can get jobs like those they lost. The market didn't build America automatically. Government changed British rules. Government built a banking system with resources to fund business and smooth their cash flow. If you read or saw Hamilton, that's what he was about: government providing what companies couldn't. Government built ports, canals, highways, and had the railroads built. Government provided public health facilities, water, sanitation, disease control, which became crucial for business. Government invested in schools, and President Lincoln laid the foundation for the modern state university system. President Wilson sparked the country's first broadcasting system for the war effort. Almost everything in your hands today has government fingerprints on it. The research and development in fundamental physics that led to the lasers, transistors, and chips that run almost everything now. Yes, government makes mistakes. You think private industry doesn't? Most businesses fail. But only government can provide the fundamentals, the things that all the businesses in the country, region, or route need. Only governments are motivated to look beyond individual companies and work for the region. Governments have been investing in new forms of power. If governments in coal-producing states had the sense to invest in emerging industries instead of dying ones, the coal miners might face a much better transition to good jobs than anything presidential jawboning can produce. But government can't do it if it's afraid to fail. Governments need to be thinking about what the emerging industries are, what resources will support growth. Not individual businesses that any group of investors could build on their own, but the underlying fundamentals that make broad development possible. And we may only know which ideas work when we try them. But if government thinks small, we all shrink.